Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
There's a practice which has become relatively common. A waitress brings your food in a restaurant and says, "Enjoy." It isn't that I don't appreciate that gracious word of cheer, but there is something about saying enjoy that always bothers me. It may be because enjoy is a transitive verb which really requires an object. I nod and say, "Thank you," but I really feel like saying, "Enjoy what? The meal? The company of friends? Enjoy the beautiful day that God has given to us? Or just enjoy being alive?" Enjoy. That word relates to another word, one which is often misunderstood, the word rejoice. Some words are part of a language which few understand. Such is the word rejoice. Both of these words, enjoy and rejoice, have joy at their root meaning. Are you beginning to see why we use words which we often misunderstand? Some words are coined for use in heaven. And though we use them on earth, we don't fully understand their meaning until we get to heaven. Such is the word joy. A man plodding through life can enjoy a meal or the weather or the company of friends. But only those with a heaven connection can begin to fathom what it really means to rejoice. It is no wonder that G.K. Chesterton said that joy is the gigantic secret of the Christian, probably the best-kept secret of the church. In his poignant book, Jesus, Man of Joy, Wirt made the point that in the life of a believer, joy is the result of a God connection. Wirt wrote, "It comes with our Lord's prepaid package of salvation, direct from heaven, and furnishes its own proof of authenticity." Dr. Wirt's book is powerful medicine for those who think that being a Christian equates to wearing black, having a long face, and drinking vinegar. He charges that the church has been blanketed with religious smog, and that with our attempt to recognize the holiness of God, we have pushed him away and draped him in dark cloth or black. Jesus, wrote Wirt, was a man of such joy, such merriment, such gladness of spirit, such freedom and openness, that he was irresistible. Woody Wirt, who held a PhD from the University of Edinburgh, believed that the image of a Jesus popularized by the impression of the Shroud of Turin frightens people. He was convinced the real Jesus was a man of joy, one to whom people were drawn, a man of warmth and affirmation. And he contended that this same joy should be our birthright as God's children. He was convinced that instead of subduing our joy and leaving it outside the church, we should be expressing it, making it the accompaniment of everything we do, both in and out of church. I'll tell you one thing for sure. Wirt's life, as well as his book, convinced me that we've missed something powerful, something meaningful, and something which can and should be an integral part of our lives. Joy is medicine for the healing of our lives, generated by the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. Remember, as Paul told us, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and so forth. Unlike happiness that is dependent upon your circumstances, your health, your environment, your immediate world, joy can flood your heart no matter where you are or how you feel. Rejoice. Yes, rejoice. I'm wondering what would happen if a waitress served food and instead of saying enjoy, would say rejoice. What kind of puzzled expressions might she get? Yet for the child of God, the admonition or expression rejoice is right on target. Yes, friend, rejoice today and thank God for his blessings and the fact that you are alive and you know his Son, Jesus Christ.